church. Now, that, see, today, that would normally work on Sundays here, but this is not, that's not going to work today. So, good morning, church.
Good morning.
It is a good day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. The first thing is to welcome Renaissance. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Megan, help me. I think that the last time y'all was here was the first concert after COVID, wasn't it? I think that was the case. It was the first time that they had been able to join us after the time when we were all apart for so long, and now we're back again. So thank you all so much. A couple of announcements real quick. The first one is the women's banquet on the 10th. Liz, you got anything? Perfect. If you're going to be at the women's event, let Liz know today. That's what we need to know. Got it. We're on it. So that's the first thing. Second thing is thanks for the bug spray that we've seen come in already. Our friends on the streets are already begging for it. And so thank you for bringing the bug spray in. As you find it, we'll be using that here in the coming weeks on our homeless ministry. Are there any prayer requests? I know one that we need to be in prayer for Ed and Jackie. Jackie requested that this morning, so let's please be in prayer for Ed and Jackie. Are there any others that we didn't mention quickly in the community? Yes, ma'am. Adam's having surgery tomorrow. What's that? Adam's having surgery tomorrow, going to be in hospital about a week, so let's make sure we lift Adam up in prayer. Is there anybody else that we need to make sure we're mentioning today? Anybody else? Before we pray, yeah. Yeah, please lift up Suzanne's mom. She was in the ER two nights ago and feeling better, but please keep her up in prayer. Anybody else? Anybody else for you all? We'll pray for you too. Before we do that, everybody grab your Bible in the pew in front of you, would you? When you open it up, just open to the middle. Just open it right to the middle. Right smack dab in the middle of the book, as close as you can get. If you got a Bible in front of you. What book are you in? Every time, right? That's how you find it. What were the Psalms? They were songs. They were liturgical elements, if you want to call them. They were a way to invite ourselves into the moment of worshiping God. So I want to begin with the last song. It's Alleluia is the first line. That's praise the Lord. Alleluia is praise the Lord. That's all it means. And so, Alleluia, praise the Lord. Alleluia in his sanctuary. Alleluia in his mighty firmament. Alleluia for his mighty deeds. Alleluia according to his surpassing greatness. Alleluia for trumpet sounds. Alleluia for lute and harp. Alleluia for tambourine and dance. Somebody's about to dance. Alleluia for strings and pipe. Alleluia for clanging cymbals. Thank you, brother. Clanging cymbals. Alleluia with loud clashing cymbals. Alleluia. Everything that breathes. Alleluia. That breathes is not only the breath that we have in life, we breathe in and out. It's the spirit, the pneuma. It's that breath that's in you right now. That's why you're here. That is to praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Gracious and loving God, thank you for the ability to praise. We thank you, God, that there is a God to praise to. We thank you for this creation. We thank you for music, God. We thank you so much for music. We hear it in nature all the time. We all sing to you. And now we sing to you in this place, listening to these voices. Some of these voices, Lord, today's the last time they're going to be singing with Renaissance. And we thank you, God, for their journey into Bethel and now on to life in whatever way it goes, in whatever manner they live it. We ask that you bless it and be there with them as they go. For the rest, we ask for strength and courage to come back next year and do it again. For the leadership, thank you, God, for the leadership. Thank you for the institution, and thank you for this place that we get to be together today. We thank you, God, for this. And God's people said, would you all welcome Bethel's Renaissance?
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you guys glad to be in the house of God this morning? If so, put your hands together and sing it with us. Come on.
Rejoice, rejoice, let everything that has been.
Revival right here in And I can hear the sound. Something truly wonderful is happening. There is a difference inside of me, more than a feeling. This is prophecy. Something really powerful is happening.
Pursues me all my days.
All my days.
The word of the Lord is forever. So let the house of the Lord say yes. Say yes. Say yes. 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 Ever, ever. To walk with the Lord is better. Trusting the Lord is better.
Better, better.
To dwell in the light of His glory all my days.
All my days.
Every moment is better.
Better.
So let the house of the Lord say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Pastor Jason, you didn't tell me that this was a lively crowd this morning. I'm excited. Oh, he just stepped in. That's what you do, right? Amen. It's so good to be back here with you guys today. And as he said earlier, it was right after COVID. And so I only recognize a few of you from your eyes up and from your neck down, because most of you, I think, that were here that morning that we sang, you had masks on. Aren't you glad that we serve a God that brought us through that? Let's give Him praise. Come on, let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's do it right. And I will say this too, there are so many more people in the house of God this morning than there were on that day. So it's magnificent to see what God has done through the ministry. And I was sharing with Brother Jason this morning as I walked through the door and saw all the computer systems and everything. And he said that you guys have an incredible online presence. And I never do this, but I do want to give a shout out to those of you who are viewing online this morning. We are so glad that you are able to join us as well because of what we endured just a few short years ago. So God is so good. And we just sang about his goodness and his mercy. And his mercy endures forever. And I'm so glad that God saw fit that we had this opportunity this morning. This is our last concert date for our entire spring tour. These students will be taking their exams this week. Don't be so excited. But we also have some seniors in here, and we're going to recognize them in just a few minutes as well. Where are our seniors at? Aren't you guys glad that you get to do this one more time? Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We all have a reason to celebrate what God has done in our lives, and we're going to sing about that next. If you've got a reason, will you all put your hands together with us this morning? Clap along. Come on, ladies, let's sing about it. I service. Why don't you guys sing hallelujah with us this morning? Come on. Sing that chorus with us. Now my heart cries. This is my Redeemer. And with my whole life. And with my whole life, I will give. I will give you praise. All the glory. All the glory to the one who's worthy. To the one who's worthy. Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. I have been changed. I have been changed. Sing it again. Because of Jesus, I have been changed. If you believe that this morning, let's give him some praise in this house. Amen. Because he lives. Sing it, you know it.
I can face tomorrow because he lives.
Sing, all fear is gone.
All fear is gone.
Because I know. Something this morning, because first of all, we're at a home church. We're at the CP church this morning, and if you don't know this, if you're visiting in the house this morning, Bethel University is a Cumberland Presbyterian University. We actually have one of our board members here today who was the vice president of the university at one point in time, Miss Nancy Bean, whose son is actually the pastor here at this church. So would you guys help me give her a round of applause for serving so many years? Yes, stand up. There we go. Y'all give it up for Miss Nancy. And not only has she served the university, she has been a huge blessing to the Renaissance program for so many years. In fact, when I started 7 years ago, can you believe it's been that long? I know, right? Miss Nancy told Matthew Holt, our executive director, that she had to come and meet me. And I think it was right after camp, or it may have even been during camp. I don't remember. That was a long time ago, and this hair is not natural, if you know what I'm saying. So I've forgotten some things along the way, but I do remember my first encounter with Miss Nancy. She came and sat in our office and just shared her heart with me about her passion for what the Renaissance program does and how much she believes in it. And she is always, I would say, you're probably the mother of our program, and I think that's really cool. So again, we want to say thank you to you. And I know you've seen several students walk across the graduation stage over the years, and I just want to take this morning and recognize our seniors, since we're feeling at home. Can we do that this morning? Yeah, seniors, why don't you guys come on down? Yeah. Not too long, Hannah, you'll be one. Come on down here, seniors. We have seven of them graduating. And if you... Yeah, that's pretty great. Come on over. Come on. I would love if somebody, Chuck, would you come take a picture of them this morning up here?
We're going to take a quick group picture. We like to do this on our last date out to honor them and their presence and how God has ordered their steps in this program. I'm going to move. Give me 1 second. But to also recognize that God has a plan through everything. And we just talked about that earlier, but I tell these students all the time to trust the Lord with all their heart and lean not on their own understanding, but in all their ways, acknowledge Him and He will make their path straight. They've heard me say it over and over and over again. Some of them, they're rolling their eyes. They know this, but this has been hard. But once you walk across the stage, you're a real adult at that point, and life's, am I right? And so we're going to take a quick picture, and then I would love for you guys to stretch your hands this way and pray for this crew. Could you guys do that for us this morning? Let me, I'll come on this side. Here we go. Really quick, choir, smile, you're still in this. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Miss Nancy wants me to take a second to recognize Chandler before we pray, because we'd love to pray for you this morning too. Can we do that? So Chandler was a graduate of our program. He actually came and sang here with the quartet. It's been a long time. How many? 7 or 8 years. Wow. All the way from Calhoun, Georgia, God ordered his steps to Bethel University through lots of connections, and Chandler spent some time working for a church after he graduated in Shelbyville. He traveled professionally as a singer, and then God called he and his wife and their little baby back then to our program. So they moved here a couple of years ago, and Chandler has felt the call of God on his life to move his family, which they've added one since then. Evie is 3 months old. Back to family here in the area, back to Shelbyville, I believe, and we'll be doing a lot of Nashville things. He says, hopefully. So let's pray for that this morning, too. Yeah, I think you guys are taking a huge leap of faith in doing this as well, but this is what God is calling them to do, and it's scary to take a step in, but that's what I did when I came to Renaissance 7 years ago, and I'm still here. So God is good. Amen. So let's do this. Can we pray for our seniors this morning, and also Chandler and his little family as things are getting ready to change? I tell you what, Pastor, would you pray for us? Would you? Yeah, please.
Let's go again to God in prayer. Lord, in some way, we kneel at your altar, not always in action, not always in posture, but always in mind. And so we kneel at your altar now, bringing these seniors to your throne, and just asking for an extra special blessing, maybe an extra serving of it in this time, because we know that this is one of the transitions in life that's the most stressful. And yet, with your blessing, how smooth can paths get, even as we feel them as rocky ways? So we thank you, God, that their steps will be ordained, that they have a place in this world to serve you, serve the community, love one another, and that it's already made. It's not something that will be created in days coming forward. It's already been done. So thank you, God, for that. Thank you, Governor Chandler, as he takes his leap of faith. Thank you, Lord, for his family and the love that you can see that flows in this group. We thank you that the family keeps growing, this Renaissance family and this Bethel family. And we thank you, God, for all of these that are here, the singers, the musicians, the people who work on the technical side, those that are listening, the parents, the family, the friends, the church members, all of us, for our paths are already ordained. We have already been blessed with the resurrection. We know that from last Sunday. And so we live into it today and tomorrow and the next. And as these young people do, we thank you, God, for their witness. And all of the people, all God's people said, amen. Congratulations.
Love y'all. Love y'all. Yeah, thank you. We got it. Our next song we're going to sing this morning is about joy. And joy is just not a feeling, but it's a person, and his name is Jesus. Amen.
Without hope. the cross still stands, the blood still flows, the work is finished, and hell still knows that the grave is still empty, the stone is still rolled, and you're still high and lifted up, you're still seated.
Revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe. And according to the working of His mighty power, which He brought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and He sat Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. He is far above all principality, power, dominion, and every name, not only in this world, but in the world that is to come. And God has put all things under His feet, having given Him to be the head of the church, which is His body, the fullness which fills all in all. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by His work all things are created, whether they're on heaven or they're on earth, whether they're visible or invisible, whether they're thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were made by Him and for Him. And He is before all things. The head of the body, the church, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleases the Father that in Him all the fullness dwells. For God has also highly exalted Him, and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, both in heaven and on earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is our Lord. And it's that reason that we praise Him. It's that reason we give Him everything we have to offer. He is so worthy of our surrender.
So I throw up my hands and praise You again and again. 'Cause all that I is a heart. And I know it's not much. I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
So I throw up my hands.
So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a
your voice and sing.
Yeah.
preacher's got to bring out a scripture. You know that. In the first 11 chapters of Romans, it's basically a statement of this is the covenant. This is what God has done and through Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful, wonderful section to understand what it is that God's done for us. But then there's a transition that happens at chapter 12, verse 1. And it says, I appeal to you, therefore, because of all that stuff I just said, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your scriptural or your spiritual worship. Then drop down about 5 verses later, and it says this. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. And outdo yourself. Oh, no, that's not it. And outdo one another in showing honor. I want to start that by saying, Ben, they sound incredible, right? That is... My brother James, who used to be here, said one time, if you don't like music, I got a bad, bad news about heaven. And I think they got a heck of a tech sound department crew up there in heaven as well. Daniel, we hadn't said this before. I got to tell y'all a story about Daniel real fast. Last time y'all were here, go ahead. I can't stop it. I got to tell this story real fast. Last time I was here, y'all hadn't done this thing in a while, and Daniel's sitting at the board, and I'm over there kind of where Wes is, and y'all hit some sort of chord thing that happened, and Daniel starts playing with his knobs back there, and he gets this grin on his face because he knows something just happened. So he happens to look over at me, and I just winked at him, and he smiled. He said, thanks, because they never get the credit, man, and what you all do with the sound is amazing, and this has just allowed this to be even better. About showing honor, though. See, I got, how long, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, I got here, and I want that to be loud, there we go, I got here, and we met with the church, and one of the people that spoke to us, Melanie, said, hey, do you play piano? And Suzanne said, no, and not ever either. Melanie had been playing piano and thought she'd found a replacement. So after that, I thought what that meant was I need to go find a pianist, right? But maybe, so I went to her, I was like, are you serious about that? Do you really want? And she said, no, I play on Sundays. And then just about every single one after that, Melanie was here. 20 bunch of years, you filled in one Sunday, and then 20 bunch of years later, you found out that you had the job. Right for the real one. I want to do this in front of you all. Right there's a servant of the church. Tuesday nights, Sunday nights, Sunday mornings, whatever night y'all had choir practice, whatever night you sat at home playing, practicing, caring, loving. Because when I turned around and I looked at the piano, I saw that you were playing with love for worship. Not for any other reason. 2 months ago, the session made a decision. For the next 10 years, this church is pledging $1,000 a year scholarship to whoever takes the pianist role in Renaissance. So as they bring people on, students on, to learn, to accompany choirs and to do all that work, we'll step up and supporting a scholarship, $1,000 a year to do that, in the honor of Melanie. The Jenkins people sit in the back, that's where they're standing up, because they know. They know what you've done, and they know what you mean to us, and we know because of what you did what we mean to you. And so each year, we'll get a little update about... what's going on up there, and it'll be in your honor, Melanie. And we just want to say thank you as a church. So would you please, church? Melanie's stepping away from the piano, but only every so often, because we're going to have her back enough that we'll know that Melanie's here with us always playing piano. But we don't want to share that with you all. And challenge whatever churches you're from. Step up and do the same thing, man. Y'all knock yourselves out. Gotcha. So we're going to thank you, church, for your tithes and your offerings. Thank you for continuing to give those. Today, if you want to give, we're giving a love offering to Renaissance. When August rolls around and we do the scholarship, we'll mention it again to the church, and we'll support that then. But today's offerings, if you want to give a special a love offering, make sure you do, and label Renaissance, then we'll get the money to them. Okay? God bless.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, let's give God the glory and honor and praise. Miss Melanie, I just want to thank you also. It's because of people like you in the churches that get the young children and students, youth, involved in the music ministry. And then we get to have them for the, you know, 4, 5, 6, some 7 years, hopefully not, but, you know, just in case, might as well aim big, right? If they're really good, especially, I get to keep them for a little while. And then they get to do this, and they come back having learned even more, and then they come home, and they serve in the churches. So, students, I want to challenge you to do the same thing, especially you seniors, as you go to your next place, wherever that is, that you find your church and you serve. You've learned a lot in doing this thing, and you get the opportunity to do what God has called you to do. And that's pretty incredible, isn't it? So thank you, Miss Melanie, for serving this church. And just really quick, can I share really quick with you about our products? This Miss Olivia, she's going to be back at our product table. We just recorded a new project, and it's going to be available hopefully this fall. But before we release that, we need to get rid of these. So we need your help this morning getting rid of these CDs. We've got our quartet CD, Southern Gospel Quartet CD. We only have a few of these left. So make sure if you don't have it, you get it, plus Chandler's on it. He'll autograph it too if you want him to. I'm sure he would be delighted to do that. We have our quartet and choir live CD also on that, singing Rise My Love. Right? Get that in the back. Just a few of those left. And then we have our worship CD out back there. You can get all three of these CDs for one low, low price of
$20. Wow, that's a low price.
There you go. Come stop by the table if you're a young person or you know somebody that would be interested in our program. We would love to talk to you about joining Renaissance. It's pretty awesome. These students are scholarshiped, but Kelly, you're getting ready to go home to Baltimore, Maryland, and be a nurse. She's one of our nursing students. Taylor is going to teach school. Ja'Kai is going to do some psychology stuff and work in her church. Can she sing? Yep. Her daddy's a pastor, so I'm sure he'll keep her busy too. Let's see here. Latrell, we're figuring it out. But he's got a human services psychology thing going on and wanting to go to grad school, right? Grad school. Where's Taylor Carter? Human services, Tay. Sociology. Look, I'm not even smart enough to say sociology. That's how hard that degree is. That is awesome. Sociology. And then who else do we have? Come on, seniors, raise them. You guys are, wow, way smarter than I am. So they're going to be helping the public, right? Aren't you glad that we got to do this morning? Check out our table in the back. We're going to sing one more. You guys are going to know this, but I want you to stand up with us and sing this one with us. You also might want to put your hands together on this one, too. want to come tell them what we're doing next?
I don't want to pray. I want to keep doing that. A couple of things going on. We're going to let the choir go on out first because y'all going to go to the gym and we got lunch going to get ready for you. Don't let that stop you at some point from coming back to the lobby, because in the lobby we're going to have a reception for Melanie. So y'all come by, get some finger food, and hang out for a minute and tell Melanie how awesome she is, and make sure y'all stop by. But we got lunch for y'all all in the AGM, so y'all head that way. So we'll let them go first, and then we'll leave. So let's go to God in prayer again. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this place. Thank you for the people here. Thank you for the spirit that moves about in us. And thank you for the spirit that we get to take here into the world, where we get to go love people with passion, with care, with dignity. And when we do so, we get to show people the light that you were to us. So thank you, God, for this day. And thank you for all these who have joined us here. And God's people said...